Steve McNulty, we're here with us on Diverse. What an occasion, what a day.
Oh, it was massive. I didn't come here and we've got promotion, and I honestly didn't realise how much it meant to people around here and what it meant to the club and stuff. We're coming here, I knew it was a big club at Loads of History, but I honestly didn't realise how much it meant to people and how much it meant to, you know, the surrounding areas.
Because obviously you have had this experience before elsewhere. How was this different?
Don't get me wrong, you know, when we were out at Fleetwood, I'll never forget that. You know, they were good to me, and I had some good years there. And we had a great team. There was 8 or 9 scouts there, and we had a great manager behind us, Mickey Mellon. And you know, that'll always stay with me for the rest of my life. But coming here, I honestly didn't realise how big the club was and what it meant to people around here. And you know, this is a special moment for me. I don't get caught up in emotions. At the end of the day, I play football and I've come here to do a job, and you know, my job is to go out every week and get, you know, do my best and get Luton promoted, and that's what I've done, and you know, that's my job. I don't get caught up in emotions, but you know, I got caught up today. Like,
and you are really a crowd favourite. We saw the wave from where we were and stuff when they were chanting out for you, and it must be lovely how much the fans have taken to you.
Yeah, the fans are great. You know, I get a lot of stick off people, and I come here and a lot was made of me coming here, and you know, I was getting a bit of stick from the home fans, and you know, I get stick every week off away fans and that, but I've come here and the fans have been brilliant with me, and I can't thank them enough. But you know, I get stick, and you know, I'm a humble man and stuff, but you know, I've played in the conference the last 3 years. I've played in the conference, I've, you know, got beat in the playoffs 1 year, won it 1 year, and I've won it again, you know what I mean? So I don't think I get the credit I deserve, but listen, the fans here have been great, me, and I love them all. I can't thank them enough.
Just quickly on the game itself, obviously there was a penalty decision early on. Wrong side for us to see. Where did you stand on the one that was given against you?
Listen, I had my hands by my side, and the refs had to put my arm up. I didn't put my arm up, but my hands were by my side. But listen, I'm a centre-half, and I'm never letting that ball go past me. I don't know where it was going, so it did hit my arm. I'm not going to stand here and say it didn't hit my arm, but my hands were by my side. So listen, the refs seen it different to me, but hey, life goes on. We won 4-1, so you know, what does it matter?
I was going to say, and what a way to come back, because the second half performance kind of matched the occasion. It was a real kind of panache and style to the way that we played and won out, and it kind of matched the occasion.
No, listen, it's great, because I've been in the same position before, and you know, we've played and we, after we won the league at Fleetwood, we didn't win a game, and it's nice to be in a situation where we've won the league and we're still winning games. But that's testimony to the people behind the scenes, to the managers, to the coaches, and you know, most of all to the players. You know, we're all winners, and the gaffers, you know, drill that into us. And listen, we go out there every week and we don't know no different now. We just want to win every game.
And there's still stuff to play for. Having mentioned, spoken to Andre just then, he's on 30 for the season, really still up there for the Golden Boot. There's the clean sheets record potentially and 100 points. So there's still something to be done in that last game.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot to play for. But, you know, we could have won the league, and then, you know, we done it at Fleetwood. We sort of, you know, tossed it off, which isn't nice. But we didn't win a game after that. But, you know, it's great to hear. We've got people pushing. You know, we've got a great squad, and we've got people pushing, people behind the scene. And, you know, we've got a lot to play for. There's people wanting to play 4 to 6 games. There's about 4 or 5 is wanting to do that, and there's loads of stuff to play for. You know, so you know, it's great that we're still doing that, and you know, we've got the ambitions to still go and do it, because you know, the league's over.
And just finally from me, you said there about maybe not getting the credit you deserve, and it's in a few bits, and because I saw an article recently saying about maybe it's the way that you can look or be perceived. But just
me, old man. How you doing? Well done today. Brilliant stuff. Come on, you're on it.
But just. How far can you go with this club still? Because you said it's such a big club, and it's your chance now to really prove that in the Football League.
Yeah, listen, I'm a humble man. I won't stand here and blow my own trumpet, because that's not the way I am. It's not the way I've been brought up. But listen, I know I'm a good player, and I don't get the credit I deserve. As I say, the last 3 years, been beaten a playoff once, and you know, I've won a league then the other 2 times. So I don't get the credit I deserve. But does that bother me? No, it doesn't. It doesn't bother me. But listen, this is a massive club, and it's not going to stand still. And listen, until a gaffer comes to me and tells me that I ain't good enough to, you know, to take them any further, then you know, I'll still be here, because you know, I love it here. It's hard living away from home, but listen, a job's a job, and you know, I've come here to do a job, and that's what I'm going to do. But you know, I've loved my time here up to now, and you know, hopefully we can go to the divisions. People saying, can you play in League 2? I don't think whether I can play in League 2. I know I can play in League 2, and you know, I want to go into, you know, I've never played in League 1, so you know, I want to go and, you know, test myself in League 1. So now, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed that I can go and do that with, you know, with this club, because it's big enough, and we've got the people behind the scenes, we've got the backing to go and do that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that I'll still be here when we do go up there.
See, congratulations and thank you
very
much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.